मुकुन्द मुरारी हृदय विहारी,
मुकुन्द
मुकुन्द मुरारी हृदय विहारी, मुकुन्द मुरारी हृदय विहारी, मुकुन्द मुरारी हृदय विहारी, मुकुन्द मुरारी हृदय 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 विहारी, 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 हे गिरिधारी कृष्ण मुरारी, गिरिधारी कृष्ण मुरारी, गोवर्धन गिरिधारी प्रभु हरि, गोवर्धन गिरिधारी प्रभु हरि। ओ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवित्वरम्। कथं ज्ञानमवाप्नोति कथं मुक्तिर्भविष्यति वैराग्यं च कथं प्राप्तं एतद्ब्रूहि मम प्रभो. वी आर इन दि चैप्टर 13 वेर दि फल कर्मफल ज्ञानफलम अभी वक्तव्यः. दि रिजल्ट ऑफ नॉलेज, रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ डूइंग समथिंग. रिजल्ट ऑफ नॉलेज इज बाय नोइंग. नाउ इट इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म इज परसीवेबल बाय अदर्स. लेट अस से इफ आई आस्क ऑल ऑफ यू टू टेक द चेयर एंड पुट इट देयर इन द नेक्स्ट रूम, इट इज अ कर्म. It's an action each one of us are doing, or one of us do, whatever. The result is visible at the end of maybe in 10 minutes. You can see the whole place is clean or made available for other purpose. It is not only perceivable by one, by all. But jnana phalam tu, this result of action is seen, but result of knowledge is unseen. That is why many parents are wondering, I am sending the child for 10 years of school, what did he learn? There is no change in the behavior at all. And the boy says, I learned a lot, you don't know. Just touch any part of my body, I can talk, start talking. Most of that is knowledge gathering only, not assimilating. So, jnanasya palam tu shantihi. Real knowledge should give shanti. As in the one of the compositions of Shankaracharya, today I was told that Shankara Jayanti today, in one place, Dhanyashtakam, he says, Tajnanam prashamakaram itindriyanam tajneyam itupanishat sunischitartam te dhanya bhuvi paramartha nistiteha शेषास्त भ्रमनिलये परिभ्रमन्तः. इट इज सेड तज्ज्ञानम, दैट इज नॉलेज, प्रशमकरम यतिन्द्रियाणां, दैट विच कैन मेक योर सेंस ऑर्गन्स क्वाइट, दैट इज कॉल्ड नॉलेज. नॉलेज इज नॉट दैट विल एक्साइट द सेंसेस, दैट इज अज्ञानम. ज्ञानम इज दैट विच विल मेक योर सेंसेस क्वाइट, not go to sleep. Quiet means what? It does not have any more disturbances. That is called knowledge. And where it can be known? Tajneyam. That can be known. Yad upanishatsu nischita artham. That can be known only when you assimilate the knowledge given in the Upanishad. Te danyaha bhuvi paramartha nischita eha. Iha nischitaha, those who have clearly recognized this in this very world, te danyaha bhuvi, in this world they are the most blessed people. Saishaha tu, all others are brahmanilaye, in the world of delusion, paribrahmantaha, keep roaming about. That's why people go to Rome also. To roam about, go to Rome. Here it is, therefore what is jnanam? Jnanasya palam tu shantihi, or in other words is known as bliss here. That's why Janaka said that I have reached that state of bliss. We saw the trend, how he moves about. He says, what is knowledge? In these last few days what we saw? Nischayam krutva. First few verses, 8 what we saw? Jnanashtakam. There is determination of what is true. Then came abidance. Evameva aham astitaha. This way I will abide. Then here says, Ase sukham. What do I stay in? Or jnana triptaha. That's why he says, Jnana vijnana triptatma kutastu vijitendriyaha. Yukta ityuchade yugi samanoshtashma kanchana. Where a person has become content with knowledge. And sukham aste, yata sukham ase. The final result of this abidance is sukham. Sukham is joy not born out of anything else. That's why he clarified in the first verse, akinchana babam swastyam kaupi natvepi durlubam durlabam tyaga dane vihaya ha vihaya asmat aham ase yata sukham. where there is akinchana bhavam, the whole creation is a false. That I understood. In this context, we must realize, as I said yesterday, yad yadi jagati satyabuddhi asti, jivasya satyabuddhi bhi asti. If you think the world is real, then the jiva is also real. It is just like when we go to the state of dream, and we dream many things there. But we never ask whether it is true at that stage. Do we? See, sushupti kale, in the swapnesa jivaha, sukadukka bokta, swamayaya kalpida jiva loke. He creates his own world in the state of dream, and while you are in that state of dream, whether suffering or enjoying, you better don't ask that question. And we do not have a volition to ask that question also. Intellect is not functioning there. If you happen to ask the question, do I, is it real? Then at that very moment it will disappear. That's why the movie and all, like Inception and all, they have taken just to create that idea. If you are going into the dream state knowingly, you will never be affected by that. Correct? But if unknowingly, it is like when you go to Disneyland and you are sitting in the Space Mountain. You know, you've been there, Space Mountain? Any one of you? Any who have not gone? Okay, I will ask you to go there. But with the Vedanta knowledge, okay? Go there and sit, and they put the seat belt and all those things. And darkened, everything is darkened. And now you are taking off in a flight, be ready, it is going on 1,000 miles an hour into the outer space. And it opens up and you see the huge expanse of, you are coming out of the earth. Now you see the earth is sitting there, you know, rotating there alone. And here you are, you know, in the outer space, and zzz, fan, nothing else. It's a huge fan is going on, and in front of you is a black screen, our huge screen, which is, you know, like, you know, and here so many things are going on. You ask that person, is it real? Or you happen to have it. That's why they don't allow anything else for you. You have a flashlight and then show it. Everybody will be looking at it and they will realize they are nothing but they are sitting in the same chair, never moved. Only never moved means never moved forward, but only shaking up according to the, you know, movement that is required, and make you fall, feel so real that you are in the outer space, 1,000 miles an hour in the planetary system, and then going into the galaxy out. Then after some few minutes or so, tack, they put the light on. I came out of outer space. So, in the same way here, really, from the absolute standpoint, paramartha drishtya akinchana bhavam. See, there are three kinds of drishti or vision is given to us in Vedanta. One is called vyavahara drishti, pradibhasika drishti, paramartha drishti. Three standpoints, so to say. Presently, what we are now is called vyavaharaka drishti, where we are in the vyavahar. Vyavahar means transactional world. In this transactional world, we consider everything is so true because everybody else is also thinking like that. Say, I am interacting with you and you are interacting with me. What I see is what you see also. What I say, you hear. What you see, I hear. What I see, you also see. And what you see, I also see. Therefore, there is no doubt in us that we are in this world and it is real, and whatever is going on is real. This is called vyavahara. Vyavahara means vi-avaharati. Vi-avaharati. Hru-harati. Let me not go into the technical part of it. Vi and ava are upasargas there. Upasarga means prefixes. So, everything is seemed to be real because the world that we interact with reacts to us. What we do, the world reacts to me. What I say, there is a response. Therefore, I see that the whole thing is so real. Vyavahara drishti. And therefore, most people do not even doubt that is this true or not. Now you think, you know, you may think that it is only a mere answer or just a satisfying answer to a problem. No, it is not a satisfying. It's a fact. It is a fact. But so let us go to the next one, then you understand why it is so. Pradibhasika satta. Pradibhasika means prati abhasika. Pradibhasika means pradibhasika. Pradibhasika satta, the reality of a world which you project. One is the world that is relative where you interact with. Second is the world which you think alone is real. This is obviously clear when a person is schizophrenic. What is that called? I don't understand. I don't know also. I don't need to know also. Cicero, whatever. You know it, what it is. Where an individual thinks whatever he is seeing alone real. In fact, others cannot even understand what that person is going through. Only we can see in the form of as a dream. No, dream, if somebody is crying out of what he sees or what she sees, it is real only to that person. Whereas the person who is outside watching him or her will say, oh, what is going on? Why is she crying? Sitting on the, or lying down, he's crying. And he says, don't tell me this. Don't try to kill me. Nothing is happening. What is real there? It is pradibhasika. That is only the reflection of one's own mind coming back. That's what it means. What you project comes back to you. You project, it comes back to you. Like a ball you throw onto the wall, it comes back to you. Similarly, you project and you get the response to it. In that condition, you will realize that that individual really is away from reality. Correct or not? Many people have seen this or encountered such personalities where the reality, they are out of touch with reality. The entire experience is born out of individual's projection. Where everybody is there involved as though projecting a reality is called vyavaharika. Individual projecting a reality is called pradibhasika. But what is really is paramarthika. There is neither you nor me, there is only one. Both me and you is negated, I am negated. When everybody is there, vyavaharika. Only me and my projection, pradibhasika. Only there is only one reality. Then it is paramarthikam. Parama artha. There is only one reality. Now this is where the difficulty comes. Why? Because then am I denying the entire experience of mine? All that is of the past also negated. All of that is going to be in the future is also negated. And more strangely, unfortunately, present reality is also negated. See, when we say past is past, you don't need to think, give reality to it. To some extent, we can understand that, right? Past is past because it is no more real. Past is only a memory. So removing that is much easier. Right? It's over, done, and I don't need to think about it. It has no reality now. Future is again a projection, which I can really understand. Because it is not real, I am creating a reality for it. I have fear about it. Oh, it will happen, that will happen, this will not happen, this will happen. So all those things are apparently looking like pradibhasikam. It's future. But we are not able to negate, not able to see the unreal nature of the present condition. This is where most of us get caught. One would say, I am a very practical person. I have nothing to do with the past. Good. I don't keep imagining wool gathering about the future. Good. But you cannot stop him getting excited in the present. So therefore, here the man of realization is one who is not only given up the past as unreal, is not sitting there to project his unreal future, but very, very, very clearly he is able to completely falsify the present. అకించన భవం స్వాస్థ్యం. నథింగ్ ఈజ్ బాన్. స్వాస్థ్యం, ఐఎమ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ మై ఓన్ ట్రూ నేచర్. స్వస్థితం స్వరూపే కౌపీనత్వేపి దుర్లభం. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బై జస్ట్ రినౌన్సింగ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ యూ. కౌపీనవంత కలుభాక్యవంత, యు నో దెర్ ఇస్ అ సెట్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ రిటన్ బై కంపోజ్డ్ బై భగవాన్ శంకరాచార్య అగైన్ కౌపీన పంచకం. దేర్ ఇస్ ఇస్ కౌపీనవంత కలుభాగ్యవంత. దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ అట్టర్ సింప్లిసిటీ ఆర్ గ్రేట్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ దట్ దే అబ్సల్యూట్లీ నీడ్ నథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వరల్డ్. ఈవెన్ దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీట్లీ గివన్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఈవెన్ ఫార్ దెమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్? త్యాగ ఆదానే విహాయ గివింగ్ అప్ ఎనీ మోర్, గివింగ్ అప్ బోత్ సన్యాస అండ్ స్వీకరణ, గివింగ్ అప్ యాజ్ వెల్ ఆస్ టేకింగ్. ఆదాయ అస్మాత్ అహం ఆస్తే, దేర్ ఫోర్ డ్యూ టు దిస్ ఐ రిమైన్ సుఖ యథాసుఖం యాజ్ ప్యూర్ బ్లిస్. సి, వెన్ వీ ట్రై టు డిరైవ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డే డ్రీమింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ నాట్ డే డ్రీమింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వాట్ ఇస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ ఓ ఐ డిడ్ దస్ ఇట్ వాస్ సో నైస్, ఐ డిడ్ దాట్ ఇట్ సో నైస్. సో అబౌట్ ద పాస్ట్ ఓన్లీ మెమరీస్. అబౌట్ ది ఫ్యూచర్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ జాయ్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది ఫ్యూచర్ డెరైవింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అవుట్, ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ వుల్ గ్యాదరింగ్. రైట్? ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెంట్ మూమెంట్ వితౌట్ ద సెన్సెస్ యు ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు క్రియేట్ ద జాయ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ రియలైజేషన్. ద జాయ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిదర్ ద పాస్ట్ మెమరీస్ నార్ ది ప్రొజెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ నార్ ఈవెన్ బై ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హియర్. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, యూ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ యాజ్ అ నాన్ సెన్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ బ్లెస్? ఇట్స్ అ నాన్ సెన్స్. నాన్ సెన్స్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సెన్సెస్. సో బికాస్ వై? బికాస్ దీస్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ కుత్రాభికేత కాయస్య కాయస్య కుత్రాభికేత. దీస్ బాడీ అట్ సమ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు పెరిష్. జిహ్వా కుత్రాపి కిత్యదే. బికాస్ వై జిహ్వా ఇస్ గివెన్? బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఆర్ బిజీ విత్. టుడే ఈజ్ పేట్లక్, సారీ పాట్లక్, ఇస్ ఇట్ పాట్లక్? సో కహాసే, ఓ నో నో నో, ఇట్ ఈస్ కేటర్డ్. కహాసే మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ రన్నింగ్ ఆన్ దాట్. హౌ మెనీ అవర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ యూ హ్యావ్ హ్యాడ్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్, బట్ ద టంగ్ లుక్స్ ఫార్ ఫుడ్ నౌ, ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్? హౌ మెనీ గులాబ్ జామున్స్ యూ హ్యాడ్ ఇన్ ద లైన్ యువర్ లైఫ్, స్టిల్ వెన్ ఇట్స్ దేర్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, హావ్ హౌ మచ్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్. So why? Because our tongue. That's why I said this tongue is the most powerful one. In interesting is that this tongue, which is creating the immediate joy to all of us, is same in all living beings. That's an interesting thing. So some of the living beings even can't see, but eating is there in every living being, isn't it? Like a bat cannot see, but don't they eat? Snakes cannot hear, don't they eat? Many of the animals cannot even smell, but do they eat? Eating is common to all. That's why it is so difficult to overcome. That particular instrument of ours is so, so powerful. So that also, jihva kutrapi kityate, even that will perish at some point of time. Even if you remove the world outside as well as the body idea, even the sense activities, even in that state of quietness, withdrawing all these things, manakutrapi, your mind also goes somewhere. So even if you keep all other senses, sarvendriyani sanyamya yaste manasa smaran, smaranam. If you only remember the experiences of the past or whatever, even that can take you here and there. Mana, so yaste manasa smaran indriyartan vimuda atma mithyacharasya, is called a hypocrite. A person who apparently looks like he has withdrawn everything, but mind is everywhere it is going. It is traveling in not 1,000 miles, that's 10,000 mile speed. Sitting here, you can be somewhere else. All of you, I know that. Many of you are once in a while here. I know that. It goes back, comes in. When so Gulab Jamun, yes, I saw last time yesterday. Actually, yesterday in the marketplace when I went there, Gulab, then you come back and Swamiji is saying something. So mind is going in such a speed, moment you refer to anything, goes and comes back. Manakutravi tatyaktva purusharthe sthita sukham. To stay. You know, somebody wrote to me today, this is an interesting note. Meditation is not, many people think meditation is what? Controlling the mind, right? It's not, that's what many people think, that controlling the mind in meditation is not controlling the mind, but avoiding the mind controlling you. That is simple as that. True, that is what it is. Don't control the mind. Allow not mind to control you. It is like you are on a car and decide who is driving the car. Me or the car. Sometimes car can drive you. Crazy. Because Swamiji, it is such a smooth car. Tesla. Oh Swamiji, it is so smooth. We don't even know that it is moving. Careful. This is most dangerous then. Because it is so smooth, you don't know when to stop. So manaha, mind is that which at some point of time takes you for a ride. There's a manakutra bita tyaktva aste sthitasukham. Purusharthe sthitasukham. So we saw that in the how it is kuranga matanga padangamina bringanara pancha biranjitakim. How this one sense organs, if an animal is attached to, how that brings death. Think about human beings who have all the 5 horses ever ready to run. 5 horses, not small horses, Arabian horses, standing at such a strength. And you have seen Arabian horse anywhere, you should know that. It is more than your height. Its leg itself is your size. One leg will be sufficient. It is standing there, such a strong one, 5 of them, where will you go? You will be pulled here and there. So here, there are many verses in Gita also which talk about this, how the mind and the senses can take you for such a ride. It is like you are sitting in the middle of an ocean where you have which is not motorized. Sailing boat. Of course, Krishna would not talk about motorized boat because at that time motor was not there. Sailing boat, middle of the seas. Only depending upon the movement of the wind. Think about it. How it will be in such a torture when the wind is blowing in all directions and there is no captain at all. Then? So, indriyas are those which can really take you for a ride. So, in this next verse, further he continues saying, Kritam kimapi naiva syat iti sanchintya tatvatah yata yat kartumayati tat kritva seyata sukam kritam kimapi naiva syat iti sanchintya tatvatah yata yat kartumayati tat kritva seyata sukam kritam kimapi naiva syat tatvatah sanchintya jnatva. Thinking about it very well, what? Tatvadaha, in reality, kimapi na kritam. I didn't do anything in the past. So such a wonderful statement. Bhutam bhavicha duskritam pradahata samminmaye pavake prarabdhaya samarpitam svababahu gururityesha manisha mama. Bhutam, what is in the done, the past. Bhavicha, in the future. Duskritam pradahata samminmaye pavake. See, when we think about the past, whatever we have done in the past, some are regretful, some are joyful, etc. But if you think about it, some of the things which we have done in our past, at that point we thought that was the right thing to do. Many times when you fight with somebody also, you know, at that time it looks so, yes, you deserved it. After that, you know, I should not have said that, really. Many times that we think that was right at that time, later on only to regret that was not the right thing to do. So, but at that time, what was the state of your mind? You reacted to that. And now you are thinking that was not right. Now, in both the situation, your awareness remains the same. Your Paramatma, the Self, was the one who was present even when you are thinking wrong. The same Paramatma is the one who is present now with the mind which is regretting over that. So who did this actually? Who did the action in the past? Not the Self, but the mind. Clear? The mind at that point was the doer of that action. The same mind today is the knower that it was wrong. And even this mind, presently what it is thinking, will change when further maturity takes place. So that is why when Mahatmas, you should not ask about the past. One Mahatma was there and he always said anything that came to his mind at that point only. Where were you born? Punjab. Next day you ask him, he will say Tamil Nadu. Where were you actually born? How does it matter? How does it matter to you? It doesn't matter to me. One person went to him and said, where were you born? London. Which part? Every part. Oh, what are you asking? You mean his hand was born in one part of London, another part was in Australia or what? So anything done in the past will have an effect only there only. Kritam kimapi naiva syat. Really speaking, the Atman, the Self, is not the doer. Never. Akarta Atma. Didi Tattvadaha Sanchintya. Thinking about this very clearly. Yata Yat Kartumayadi. So what is the nature of a Mahatma when he has realized that the Self is not the doer, Atman is not a Karta? Then how does he act in this world? Does he not do anything? No, he will respond spontaneously. That is the beauty of a Mahatma. You should look at the way they act. There is no trace of the past will come to them. The only wonder that how will a person act when it comes to knowing that Atma is not a Karta, doer. How will he act then? How will he do it? He will do it as is necessary and now, and at once he will renounce it also. He will not own it. Whatever is right at this point, I do it and then never think about it. So that is yata yat kartum ayati. He comes to do things as is necessary with no trace of anything remaining. In other words, it's very clear, Gita also says that he who thinks he is the doer is the ego. Ego is nothing but abhiman. Kartritva abhiman means I am the doer. If this abhiman is there, then to that abhiman alone is the result. If a person does the action with no kartritva bhava, I am the doer is not there, then the result does not belong to him. It is like, you know, in a murder trial or whatever it is, when you have not premeditated, your it is there is the punishment is much less, isn't it? If you have prepared for that murder and then committed it, then obviously you are punished more because you prepared, you planned for it. But if you are out of defense, you do it. If somebody suddenly barged into your, and then you happen to get a knife, and then you, because of which that you who are able to injure that person, the punishment for you is almost nil. Why? It is out of emergency you did that. Isn't it? In the same way, karta here, the individual, you may be looked at by others as doer, but he doesn't own up anything there. I'm not the doer. Meaning, moment the ego owns up the action, it owns up the result as well. So that is why when you are in a sleep and you happen to kick your husband in sleep, even she, he will forgive you, isn't it? Poor thing, out of sleep, no? My, out of, you know, she didn't know that. Actually, you have premeditated. He didn't know that. He doesn't know that you are premeditated. I want to really kick him, but I know during the daytime I can't do that. What do the, sleeping as though snoring, and one kick there. I'm so happy I did that. Even the child, you know, that kicks you. Do you think that, you kick me? The child has no intention to kick. And it happens to move his hands and leg, and you happen to be there. What can you do? That is not considered as egoistic action. Why? Because there is no thought about it to do that with an intention to gain anything out of it. So, egoless action will give no result to that person. That's why Krishna says, with that action, naivam papam avapsyasi. You will not gain any sin out of it. So, here, yatayat kartum ayadi. Yatayat, as is comes, kartum ayadi. Tatkritva, having done this, asiyatasukam. So such a person who does action with no egoistic intention to engage in that action alone can remain blissful in the state of meditation or abidance because no trace of that action or the result will affect him. So the state of bliss does not mean it becomes useless, unproductive existence. The action of a Mahatma is so spontaneous, with no intention to gain anything out of that, but to do good for everybody around. That's why he says, Jana Kalyanartham, Loka Kalyanartham. Even looking at that, what would benefit everybody? Toya Kartum Iha Arhasi. You should do this. That's what Krishna says to Arjuna. Without any attachment. Sangam tektva karodhyaha lipyate nasa papena patma patramivam basa brahmani adaya karmani. Keeping your mind in Brahman, brahmani adaya karmani, sangam tektva karodhyaha, with no attachment when he does. Lipyate nasa papena, he will not be touched by the sin. Like what? Like a lotus leaf on a water. How? Lotus leaf, on a water on a lotus leaf. It doesn't stay. It just moves about. It does not stick at all. So that is the nature and spontaneous existence or joyful existence of a Mahatma. Continuing here says, karma neshkarmya nirbhanda bhava dehasta yoginah samyoga yoga viharaha samyoga yoga virahat aham aseyata sukham karma naishkarmya nirbandha bhava dehasta yoginah samyoga yoga virahat aham aseyata sukham. See, karma is a very, very, very wide and elaborate topic, really speaking. ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണ ഓൾസോ സേസ് കർമ്മണോ ഹ്യഭിബോദ്ധവ്യം ബോദ്ധവ്യം ച വികർമ്മണ അകർമ്മണശ്ച ബോദ്ധവ്യം ഗഹന കർമ്മണോ ഗതി കർമ്മണ ഗതി ഗഹന ഡീപ് ഇൻ ഡീഡ് അൺഅണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡബിൾ ഈസ് ദ ഗതി ദ മാർഗ ദ പാത്ത് ഓഫ് കർമ്മ ആൻഡ് വി മിയർലി യുനോ ദി വെസ്റ്റേൺ വേൾഡ് ജസ്റ്റ് ടേക്സ് യുനോ കർമ്മ ആസ് ആക്ഷൻ ഓർ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ Why is this going on in our life? All because of karma. Because that word karma has so much of depth in our shastra, it's unbelievable. That's what Krishna says. I have to teach you what is karma. I have to teach you what is vikarma. I have to teach you about akarma. Karmano hyabhi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha. Akarmanascha bodhavyam. ഗഹന കർമ്മണോ ഗതി വാട്ട് ടു ഡു വാട്ട് നോട്ട് ടു ഡു ഹൗ നോട്ട് ടു ഡു ഹൗ മീൻസ് ഹൗ ടു റിമെയിൻ വിതൗട്ട് ആക്ഷൻ ഹൗ ടു ഡു ദി ആക്ഷൻ ഹൗ ടു അവോയ്ഡ് റോങ് ആക്ഷൻ ഈവൻ ഇൻ ദ കോൺസ്റ്റിറ്റ്യൂഷണൽ വേൾഡ് ഓഫ് അവേഴ്സ് ഡു യു നോ ആൾ ദ തിങ്സ് ദറ്റ് യു ആർ സപ്പോസ് ടു ഡു ആൻഡ് യു ആർ നോട്ട് സപ്പോസ് ടു ഡു ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് അസ് നോ ദാറ്റ് Many of the legal things we are not aware, and then when we do afterwards, no, this is not legally right. Oh, I didn't know that. So even those who have not read the constitution cannot engage in action which are illegal, which don't know that it's illegal. And only the lawyer will come and say, hey, what did you do? It's not right. You should not have done that. So you need to have a consultation before you engaging in that. Okay, please tell me, is this right or not right? It's like when you are going in another country where the driving is not on the left and this is the right. You take the car and start off. You know, you should know, hey, go to India and then start driving like here. Nothing. There it doesn't matter. No constitution. You going left and I will go on the right. That's not a problem. If you come on the right, I will go on the left. Big deal. Total freedom. Absolute freedom where you have no reason to sit and worry about. Where do you start the shop? Anywhere, in the middle of the street also, it's okay, it doesn't matter. Nobody can ask questions there. Anyway, so point is that when there is a constitutional law in effect, you should know before you engage. So we know in the world of legal world, law abiding person should know what is lawful, what is not lawful. But when it comes to karma, we take it for granted and we should know only that right and wrong with respect to legal and illegal. But ethical, non-ethical, moral or immoral, that we never think about. So Vedas are talking about not the constitutional law, but divine law. What is right and what is not right, that is why Krishna says, you should know that. Karmanaha api bodhavyam, what you should do, you should know. Because not doing what you are supposed to do is also equally a sin in the world of karma. Vikarma is one thing, but na karma, see, na karma is different from akarma. Please understand. Na karma is not doing. Vikarma is not, you are not supposed to do. Akarma is staying actionless. Naishkarma it's called. That's what the word is used here. So one boy came to school and said to the teacher, will you punish me for an action which I did not do? Of course not, my dear. Said, I didn't do my homework. So now, see, that not doing the homework is punishable only. So akarma in that context is punishable. But whereas naishkarma means where an individual can gain such a maturity, he doesn't see the need for engaging in action, therefore he doesn't do it. Naishkarmya. So karma naishkarmya nibandha. ഭാവാഹ വൃത്തയഹ. സോ ദ തോട്ട്സ് അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് ടു ഡു ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് ടു ഹൗ ടു റിമെയിൻ വിത്തൗട്ട് ആക്ഷൻ and what will be the bondage of action. These things will be applicable to only one who is Dehastha. One who still remains identified with the body alone is worried about all these things. Whatever be applicable to a grihastha does not apply to sannyasi. Because grihestha, grihetishtadi. So what grihastha dharma is not applicable to sannyasi. Because all the rights and duties and responsibilities belong to a person who is running a family is not applicable to the one who's run away from the family. Intelligently. Anyway, so one who is not in there, you know, if you have given up your business, then there is no need for you to engage in anything there. Imagine the condition, you are no more a husband. Think about it. Or a wife, you know. Ah, I'm so free now. Nobody can ask me any question anymore. That's why many of the youngsters don't want to, you know. Looking at their parents, never. I will not do this mistake. One may ask them, father, you know, daddy, how much does it cost to get married? He said, I'm still paying. I'm still paying. And don't ask me how long it will cost. It's never ending. It is still continuously going on. Anyway, I don't know you like that kind of jokes you don't like anyway. Karma Naishkarmya Nibandha. So action, inaction, and all the laws governing that. Bhavaha, thoughts about those things, Dehastha Yoginaha. Only applicable to the one who still thinks he is still an individual living in the body or living with the body. And for him only, Samyoga, Vyoga, all those things. See, there are three different definitions are given in Gita about yoga. Major, there are so many of them. One is samatvam yoga uchyate. One of the definitions. Equanimity is called yoga. Meaning what? Joy, sorrow, success, failure, gain, loss. In that you maintain equanimity. That is called yoga. Samatvam yoga uchyate. In another place it is written, when you don't worry about the result and engage in action, that is also yoga. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Engage in action without being affected or identified with the result of action. One is to maintain equanimity, another is renouncing the result. The third one he gives as dukkha sanyoga viyogam yoga sanyitam. Never associating yourself with the sources of sorrow. That is also called yoga. So let's look at these three. These three are applicable only in the world of karma. Samatva, equanimity is possible only when you give reality to the result. Joy is there, sorrow is there. Success is there, failure is there. Gain is there, loss is there. But equally it is for me. Where there is a joy, there is sorrow. Where there is success, there is also failure. You cannot say, I am successful, I don't care about anybody's failure. How can that be? You see, let us go to the simple economics of things. If I have more money, somebody is deprived. Think about it. Do you agree or not? If I have more money in my bank, that means somebody has lost it. Correct or not? Do you disagree or agree? You don't need to, but you tell me.
Yes.
So you tell me, therefore, my gaining is alone is real. No, somebody's loss is also equally real. So you realize that you don't want to look at it as a different thing. If two people are running for something, on one wins, means another has lost. That is a relative world, you cannot help it. So in a capitalistic perception, let's not go into politics now, but anyway, capitalistic perception, I have the right and I have the ability to gain. I don't care if you lose. Correct or not? I have the ability to gain what I want. I have the right, I have the skill, I have put my effort, and therefore I become successful, and because of which you lost, how do I care about it? Because you didn't do it. I'm talking about Republican perception, meaning capitalistic perception, not Republican, probably perception. Whereas somebody would say, you have taken it from him only, no, or her. So you must share at least a part of it with that person. You did very well in your company or your business, but and because you had the ability and strength and resources and thing, and that fellow did not have that kind of ability or resources, you have taken really from that person. So what you should do? Huh? Not everything, but you should share with the other person. Democratic. Is not that the perception? That much only I know about politics. No, but it is always true that any success is a hidden failure. Any failure is a hidden success. Any gain is a hidden loss. Any loss is a hidden gain. One should recognize that. It is not going to nothingness. Somewhere it is added. But one should therefore look at it from a higher angle. Success and failure is equally true. In my life, therefore, if there is success, there can be failure also. If there is a gain, there can be loss also. So keep your mind in equanimity. Yoga yukto munir brahma. That's what he says, yoga yuktaha munihi. Then another place also he said, samatva yoga buddhya yuktaha sukhe dukhrita duskrute. Both in sukrita and duskrita remain samatva. So this is to be understood and the standpoint of samatvam yoga ucchate. Second thing is he says, samatva is karmasu kaushalam. Karmasu kaushala means in action you must become efficient. This is not talking about how productive, how efficient you are in action, how skillful, how mindful, how concentrated. Not about that. How you are free while doing that action. That is called the kaushala. If your mind is preoccupied with the anxiety about the result, kushalata would not happen. Shankaracharya very beautifully puts it in his commentary there. He says that kushalata is not doing efficiently. Kushalata is not getting caught in the action. That is a kushalata. It is like opening a jackfruit. I can give you the simple example. You put enough oil in your hand and then only you even attempt to even go near that. Your first hand you put without that oil, you are finished. Next 1 week you will be doing this. You put oil and then open that, anything you do will not be affected by that. So karma yoga in that context is chitta shuddhyartham kuru karma na phala avaptyartham. Just you engage in action with the mind not intending to get the result but gain your purity of mind. That he calls it as kushalata. Where at the end of it, the karma doesn't bind you. That is karmasu kaushalam. This is second definition of yoga. Third definition of yoga is, you understand that engaging in an action only leads to more sorrow, intelligently not doing that is called yoga. Dukkha sayoga viyogam. Dukkha yoga se, association with dukkham, viyoga. Staying away from that is called yoga. Now you see, in the next second line he says, sanyoga ayoga. Yoga is viyoga. This is to be understood there. Sanyoga viyoga virahat. Since my intention is not either engage in action nor not engaging in action, both of them are absent. Sanyoga ayoga virahat aham aseyata sukam. My state of bliss is not with respect to engaging in action or disengaging in action. For I know both action itself is not necessary for me. For ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అప్లికబుల్ టు దేహస్థ యోగిన, అహం టు ఆత్మస్థ యోగిన. ఐఎమ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ నాట్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఓన్లీ టు దోస్ హు ఆర్ విత్ ది వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ నేచర్ ఎస్ కృష్ణ వుడ్ సే నైవ కించిత్ కరోమీతి యుక్తో మన్యేత తత్వవిత్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్. వెన్ పశ్యన్, శృణ్వన్, స్పృశన్, జిగ్రన్, అష్ణన్, గచ్చన్, శ్వపన్, శ్వసన్, ప్రళవన్, విసర్జన్, ఉన్మిషన్, నిమిషన్, కృష్ణన్, రామన్, గోవిందన్, అలా చూస్తాం. ఆల్ దోస్ కండిషన్స్ ఇంద్రియాణింద్రియార్థేషు వర్తంతే ఇది ధారయన్. సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో దాట్ వే వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఏబుల్ టు ఆత్మస్థ యోగిన్ నాట్ దేహస్థ యోగిన్, దేర్ ఫోర్ యథాసుఖం ఆసే ఐ స్టే ఇన్ కంప్లీట్లీ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ డిస్టర్బెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యాక్షన్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద ఐడియా ఆఫ్ మోక్ష ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఓన్లీ టు దోస్ హు హ్యావ్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ టెంపరీ రిలేటివ్ వరల్డ్. అర్థానర్థో అర్థో అనర్థో నమే స్థిత్యా గత్యా వా శయనేన వా తిష్టన్ గచ్చన్ స్వపన్ తస్మాత్ అహమాసేయతా సుఖం అర్థానర్థో నమే స్థిత్యా గత్యా వా శయనేన వా తిష్టన్ గచ్చన్ స్వపన్ తస్మాత్ అహమాసేయతా సుఖం. అర్థ అనర్థ, గుడ్ అండ్ ఈవిల్. అర్థ ఈజ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్, అనర్థ ఈజ్ మీనింగ్లెస్ ఆర్ యూస్ఫుల్ యూస్లెస్. గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్, నమే ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్. గత్యా వా శయనేన వా స్థిత్యా, వెదర్ ఐఎమ్ వాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఆర్ లయింగ్ దేర్ ఆర్ తిష్టన్ గచ్చన్ స్టేయింగ్ మూవింగ్ స్వపన్ స్లీపింగ్. సో ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ కండిషన్ హీస్ మైండ్ హీస్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ నాట్ డిస్క్రిమినేటింగ్ గుడ్ బ్యాడ్ రైట్ రాంగ్. See, even when you say something is right in one place or under one particular constitutional law, it's not the same in another place. Even among the countries and among the various, regions of existence, what is right in one place is not right in another place. So one who has gone beyond the good, bad, that's where Nachiketa also asks, tell me that which is beyond good and bad. ధర్మ అధర్మ, అన్యత్ర ధర్మాత్ అన్యత్ర అధర్మాత్. వాట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ అండ్ అధర్మ? ఐ హ్యావ్ నో మీనింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్. ఐ డోంట్ నో అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు నో అబౌట్ దాట్. అగైన్ టెల్ మీ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ దిస్. సి, వెన్ అ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ లెఫ్ట్ ద బాడీ డెడ్ టు హిమ్, వాట్ విల్ బి అప్లికబుల్? గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్, రైట్ అండ్ రాంగ్, నథింగ్ ఈస్ అప్లికబుల్ యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ హీ ఈస్ కన్సర్న్డ్. He or she, whatever it is, all that belong to the individuality there. One who has gone beyond the individual existence, absolutely no question of right, wrong, good, bad, none of those will apply. So he who is staying in that condition, that's why Krishna says, Utkramantam sthitam vavi bhunjanam va gunanvidam vimudaha na anupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. జ్ఞానచక్షుషా పశ్యంతి, విత్ ద ఐ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ వెన్ దే సీ. ఉత్క్రామంతం గోయింగ్ అవే, స్థితం స్టేయింగ్, భుంజానం వైల్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ఎంజాయింగ్, గుణ అన్వితం అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ గుణాస్, విమూఢాహ మెన్ ఆఫ్ నో అండర్స్టాండింగ్, న పశ్యంతి దే డోంట్ సీ ఇట్, పశ్యంతి దోస్ యు సీ, జ్ఞానచక్షుషః మెన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. So now let us say, for example, you are going from here to the other room. Who is going? If you ask a Vedantin, the answer will be different. If you ask anybody, I am going. I am, cannot go. That is his answer. I am not going anywhere. Who is going? Body is going. That I know, but I am not going anywhere because I am is everywhere. So the I am cannot go anywhere. Like space cannot go anywhere. Can it go anywhere? It is subtler than the space. Where can it go? So I am, the notion of I am goes everywhere. But I am as a nature, it doesn't go anywhere. So that is why Upanishad also says that tadejati in Ishavasya Upanishad. Tadejati means it goes. Tatne ejati. It doesn't go. Taddure, far away. Tadu antike, it's close. Tadantarasya sarvasya, it is inside everybody. Tad sarvasyasya bahyatah, outside everybody. Tell me one thing. Don't confuse me like this. Is it far or near? Both. Is it going or not going? Both. Is it inside or outside? Both. Now what will you do with it? Now it is like you have a person acting on a stage as a king, let us say. Interview. Are you a king or an actor? Both, right? How can it be both? Because as an actor, you are the most, you know, poorest person. Poorest actor, poor actor, not poor actor, poor and actor.